Here we are once again. I've just checked my archives, and as far as I can see, this is now the fifth year of Robbie Burns Night here in Bargo at Da Riccardo.
Yes, that's right.
And you have been the piper each year.
Yes, I've been the piper for 5 years, ever since it started. I was very lucky to move to Italy just before the first initiative, and I've been here ever since.
Right, so a full house, there's more than 50 people sitting down eating. It's another great event for music and also obviously for food.
True, absolutely. And I'm very happy. This is a very unique initiative, I guess, in Italy, because I try to keep track of everything Scottish that's happening around Tuscany, but in Italy in general. And to be honest, I have never heard of an official Burns Supper in Italy before, except for the British Embassy. So that's quite a record here.
Well, it's been going on here, as we say, 5 years. It was going on before that as well. It was going on in other places around Bargo. Of course, Bargo has this long, long history of Scottish involvement going back right to the early 1900s.
Yeah.
So it makes some sense. There's some logic to it. It's not an out of the ordinary event. It is actually an event that makes sense.
Absolutely, I agree. No better place than Bargo to hold a Burns Supper and anything else Scottish, and I hope this will grow out and through the years, even though the people present are more or less the same every year because of the volume of the premises here. But I'm sure that if this goes on like this, we can expand and make it maybe a town event. I know that Bargo organises the Fish and Chips Festival in the summer, which is much bigger than this. Let's hope Robbie Burns Night will grow out to be something like that.
Okay, thank you very much.